Rock is at the table. Cody wants to finish his story. Are we justifiably mad? Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Dark Match.
People have been asking me to be the best in the world. Why, Eddie, why?
I'm better than you.
My eyes are red out in the back smoking a joint, but then again,
you know it.
It's always fun. Ladies and gentlemen, it's your boy Stevie Jobber.
And it's your boy Dangerous Duke.
And Cody Rhodes won the Royal Rumble. He is going to Philadelphia. He came to SmackDown to state his claim for who he's going after for WrestleMania. And it didn't exactly turn out how we thought.
Not exactly.
So he goes to SmackDown. Roman has this amazing promo, but before we get there, I want to take a quick second to tell everybody there was something that happened to Monday Night Raw before that, if we can backtrack. Because when Cody first comes out to give his promo for winning the Royal Rumble, Seth Rollins comes out and challenges him to maybe take Seth instead and give some very good points. And then we get to SmackDown. Roman comes out first. He gives this huge, great promo about how much better of a champion he is than Seth. Arguable statements, but Roman did a great job with it. Cody came out, did a great job talking about what that title means and why he still wants that title and, you know, just what his father fought for. It's so many different things.
Mm-hmm.
But then he decided he's not gonna go for the title at WrestleMania. He said he wants more than the title. He says he wants everything Roman has, but not at WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
He said he consulted a lot of people before this moment, and one of those people he consulted ended up being The Rock.
Right?
And so The Rock comes out and, you know, they give the Fast and Furious handshake. Cody leaves the ring. The Rock and Roman have this really long 5-minute feeling standoff where they meet in the middle of the ring and it fades to black. And, I don't know. It's been some days. And not everybody is enjoying the situation.
Yeah, it would seem that way. It would certainly seem that, wouldn't it?
And I got to tell you, there are some feelings going around. And we should get into how are we feeling the Monday before Raw as The Rock is set to fight Roman, possibly?
With the question mark and a couple of other question marks in there. It's an odd time, and I think this is a matter of unforeseen circumstances. In the best way of putting it, because I feel like they weren't gonna pull the trigger on it, but they kind of have no choice now, in a way. But like I said just now, I feel like they weren't gonna pull the trigger on it, even though it's been hyped up, it's been dreamed about, it's been a hypothetical. And the thing about making up these dream matches and everybody talking about them, I feel like if you speak it into existence enough, it's gonna happen. And sometimes when it happens, some people might be like, oh, well, I didn't really want it to happen, but I mean, I guess it's gonna happen now. And I feel like that's where a lot of the wrestling community is on it, because it's pretty split right now. In my eyes, it's 50-50. You have some people that are not for it, And then you have some people who are. I feel like that people are thinking, well, if it's going to be Rock and Roman at Mania, why have Cody win the Rumble? Why have him win it back to back, you know? And I feel like Cody might never have been the choice to win the Rumble. I feel like Cody wasn't even supposed to win the Rumble.
That's an interesting take.
Because if you notice, a lot of people were saying Punk was injured.
Yeah. In
the match.
Yeah, yeah, tricep.
I feel like they might have called an audible and let Cody win. And Punk was supposed to be the guy all along. And then when he tore his tricep, it was like, well, shit, what can we do? Cody's here. We have a story with Cody. We already have something on the back burner that we can do. Worst case scenario happens. But then the problem comes, what's left for the other champion? I feel like they might have just flipped everything. I feel like it's going to end up being Cody and Seth now. And then Roman Rock. But now that we finally have that dream match coming, it feels kind of wasted because you let Cody win the Rumble. I feel like it wouldn't feel this way had Punk won the Rumble. Because then Punk would have won. Punk could have got Seth. And then you would have had Cody and Rock, or Cody and Roman.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, like it could have been he won the number one contenders match in the chamber, whatever. And then we could have got the Rock match in a year or later. Now that I think it's coming now with Cody winning the Rumble, I feel like people are on the fence because it didn't, it shouldn't have went down the way it did. But that's what I think. What do you think?
I think a lot of things. I think the word ungrateful came across my head today.
Mm-hmm.
And at first, I got to tell you, I was shocked because I mean, it's a lot of spoiledness going on.
Right.
And I don't know what generation of fans this is with, but guys, like, this is what we asked for, isn't it? Didn't we ask
it is.
For Rock and Roman?
Give it me absolutely a second. Is.
We asked for Rock and Roman. And I get we also asked for Cody and Roman, but you had to know it was going to be one or the other. For all the people that were saying, oh, they built this up the whole year, I hear you, but you got to understand that Cody's whole character is obtaining that title from Roman. It doesn't necessarily have to happen at WrestleMania, but you can't have Cody go to WrestleMania not in a title fight. So hear me out.
Mm-hmm.
It just feels a little entitled because it's like, upon first reaction, it's okay. We knew it was going to be Cody and Roman or Rock and Roman. Turns out it's going to be Rock and Roman. And I'll be honest with you, nobody really should have been surprised after Monday.
Mm-hmm.
I could have told you he wasn't choosing Roman after Monday.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that you guys went four extra days thinking this was going to happen, it's kind of weird of y'all to be such super fans and not get the details. The writing was on the wall. As soon as Seth said what his title meant, I knew Cody had to choose Seth. I knew we were getting Cody and Seth, which means The Rock had to show up on Friday.
Yes.
The only reason I think people were super upset about it is the way that it went down. Not even that Cody won the Rumble. Because he would have had to win the Rumble, because y'all would have been more outraged had CM Punk won the Rumble and tore his tricep, and they had to make last minute adjustments. And Cody have, I don't know, out of the blue. Because I still don't believe Cody would have. All right, I'll put it like this. If Seth won, I feel like Seth would have. If Cody won, I feel like.
Shoot, Cody would have still chose
my words. Roman. I'm mixing my words. If Punk had won, Punk would have chose Seth.
Yes, yes. That's
Seth was the built-in story.
Yeah, yeah. That's
so
that's
either y'all would have been throwing around a dumb idea to get Cody on SmackDown to fight Roman, or we would have got Rock and Roman anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So Cody winning and having Rock and Roman so Cody can fight Seth, who's the guy that's champ on the show he's on, is like common logic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he pointed at Roman. But Seth's promo the day after that immediately counteracted him challenging Roman. So going yes. into Friday, I knew it wasn't going to be Cody and Roman, which mm-hmm. means everyone should have been preparing for The Rock.
Yes.
This was my feeling going into Friday. So I already knew it was going to be Cody Seth. I already knew it was going to be Rock and Roman. So mm-hmm. for me, seeing it, I was content. Thoroughly entertained. I was content. I just wish they would have had an actual promo. I was only the only gripe I had about Friday was that Cody came out and talked so long.
Mm-hmm.
I get why they did it because they wanted to have that moment of those two looking at each other, but I feel like. Had you not had Cody come out there and talk so long or come out there at all, people wouldn't be so upset. So I'll say that. I'll say, like, had they ran it where Roman came out, did that big promo, called out Cody, and The Rock came out,
mm-hmm.
and that's how they ended the show, nobody would have been upset because Monday
yeah.
they planted the seed for Cody to choose Seth.
Mm-hmm.
And then y'all ran a huge promo package before the last segment on Friday, basically telling you it's going to be Cody and Seth. They didn't run the promo with Roman and Seth and Cody. They ran it with Cody and Seth.
Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like inching you towards the way.
It was telling you what was going to happen. So it was just weird that so many people were like, man, why did he even win the Rumble? Like, that, how disrespectful is that to Seth? Who worked his ass off to make that title everything that he said that title was. And for y'all to feel like him winning the Rumble and getting Seth was like not even worth it. No, the people talking on social media was making it seem like it's not even worth it. They were mm-hmm. Stardust. I mean, like, let's talk about it. Y'all disrespected Seth Rollins.
Well, no, that's
the Stardust memes out there. Y'all threw the oh, why did he even win out there? Like, Seth is just not a champion at all. Like,
yeah,
like let's put some respect on his name, bro. Like, the reason Seth's promo hit hard for me is because he meant it. Everything mm-hmm. that he said, he did. He was the champ that was here the entire year. Roman had like what, 4 matches, dude?
Like, yeah, that's what I mean. They made it seem like if Cody chooses Seth, Cody's taking a downgrade. They made it seem like it's a downgrade for him because it's not Roman, which in reality it's not. Whether he chooses Seth or chooses Roman, there's no downgrade here. There really isn't. Now, do I think I personally am not mad at it? I'm not mad that he may choose Seth. I'm not mad that Brock may get Roman. I'm actually, like you said in the beginning of your statement, that's what we asked for. That's mm-hmm. what we wanted. We might not have said Cody and Seth, but we did say Rock and Roman. So the fact that we are getting Rock and Roman like we wanted, and Cody's getting Seth, now people are mad that we're getting Rock and Roman.
And Yeah, it's just weird to me. It's just weird to me.
It is too. I had something I was gonna. I had something that might happen, but it's like a fantasy booking scenario, so I don't even want to get into it. We'll discuss it later. But I agree with you that it's really no reason for us to be upset. at least in my eyes. We're getting what we wanted.
Well, and not for nothing, they had nobody for Seth at the time if it wasn't going to be Punk.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not mad at us getting super matches for the, not to be selfish, but Philly is getting two main event matches that are unbelievable.
And not only that.
And it's still,
I was going to say, this is the first time, and probably since we've started, since WrestleMania has started doing the two-night scenarios, this is probably the first time with the caliber of matches that night two could be better than night one, because night one is usually always better.
Mm-hmm.
So this could probably be the first time since the two-night thing became a thing, or the first time in a long time, that night two could be better or more star-studded than night one, because we're getting Rock and Roman night two. There's no question about that.
Mm-hmm.
So that has the match everyone is complaining about has the potential to make night two the better night of both WrestleManias.
And not for nothing, for me personally, it's a win-win, because I had already been vouching for Roman to become the longest reigning WWE champion. He was less than 200. I can't remember how close he is, but it's somewhere within 250 before he breaks Hogan's record.
Yeah, I think it's around
it's September.
It's around the battle at Berlin.
So put this in perspective, guys. If you're black, you shouldn't be upset. I'm sorry. When I get nervous, I tell the truth. Like Hogan's that you got the closest person in history to come this close to Hogan's record past the year 2000. And it would be silly in an era of breaking numerous records back to back that they would have considered maybe cutting that reign short. Yeah. Instead of going the extra little bit to beat Hogan and make Roman Reigns the greatest of all time in the era that I get to run under the company that just became so much larger under TKO,
mm-hmm.
to get us away from all this Vince McMahon crap, I am living in the era of having the best wrestlers with the best records and title reigns in the last 20, 30 years.
And what's a way to get rid of them records that were attached to the stigma of the old owner and the old leadership that from the tainted leadership? What's the way to get rid of those records? You make new ones.
Mm-hmm.
And you are in a spot right now where you can keep your new record going to break the old record that stands. Because
mm-hmm.
let's be perfectly honest, as much as we wanted a Rock versus Roman at WrestleMania for tribal supremacy, for family supremacy, for the seat at the head of the table, whatever you want to call it, you still have the longest reigning champion of the modern era record going. What purpose does it make to have The Rock break that record for Roman? You have the perfect segue to keep the record going to battle at Berlin.
Because you know Roman's beating The Rock.
Exactly. And a caveat on that, Cody fights Seth.
And has a really amazing match like they did a year ago.
And you know most likely, Cody's beating Seth.
And Seth needs to go away for surgery. Seth has been beating every single person in his path. He hasn't had a feud last longer than a couple months. He's been building himself up to destroy every other competition on Raw except for Jey Uso and Cody Rhodes.
Exactly.
So newsflash, guys, storyline-wise, this may not be where everyone wanted the story to end, but need I remind you, he's been on Raw all year. And been the only person not to fight Seth for the title all year. And they haven't touched each other since their first three matches.
in typical.
This is going to be an amazing moment. So, like, to discredit everything Seth has done because Cody won and chose Seth instead of choosing Roman so that we could get two super fights in a year is like, you guys are being ungrateful if you don't like this. Like, it's
two thumbs up in my book.
I get that you want Cody to beat Roman. I want Cody to beat Roman too, but when the time is right, like, it doesn't matter for me that it happens at a WrestleMania. It just matters to me that it happens. You know what I'm saying? So, like, what are you guys so upset about? Like, come on, man. Like, be a fan of wrestling for a minute. Be a fan of a super fight. Nobody booed Rock and Hogan when it happened. We didn't know Hogan was Hogan at the time, but we didn't boo Rock and Hogan when it happened. You know what I'm saying?
We didn't boo Rock and John when it happened.
Like, you guys gotta, like...
And we're not going to boo Rock and Roman.
Lighten up, guys. Because I'm cheering for The Rock. Yeah. I don't care. And The Rock don't seem to care either. That's a news flash for you, too. First thing Rock says was like, yo, I hear you. I'm glad you're passionate about it. But not changing my mind.
Exactly.
We in the long game, baby.
And why should he?
And, like, why should he? Why would The Rock not want to host WrestleMania's main event on night two?
This man, like, knows what he's doing. He's been around long enough. He's on the board for a reason. He knows what he's doing.
And stop trying to take things away from The Rock, bro. Like, like, what are you guys doing? Stop trying to take things away from Philly. We need this. Like, okay.
Don't take this away from us.
Relax, man. Okay.
Jeez. But. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, comment down below. Let us know if you agree. Let us know what your thoughts on this, because we want to hear what your thoughts are.
Mm-hmm.
This is why we do these things.
Give them a specific thing before the sign off. What do you want them to tell you? Do you want them to tell you why they don't like it, why they're for it?
So let us know if you like this. Tell us why you like it. And if you just don't like this, let us know why you don't like this, because we may just end up touching on it again. Mm-hmm. We got a long road to WrestleMania. We might end up bringing this back up as a topic of conversation. So if you like it, let us know. And if you don't like The Rock getting Roman, let us know. But, ladies and gentlemen, with that being said, that's Stevie Jobber over there. I'm Dangerous Duke. This was The Dark Match.
Booyah.
People have been asking me to be the best in the world. Why, Eddie, why? I'm